This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Tell me what makes you sing? Larry Owens.
Ha! Hi, welcome back to What Makes You Sing with Larry Owens. I'm Larry Owens here, H-L-E-S, on the historic Lower East Side of Park Slope, Brooklyn. That's geography. This is a comedy podcast about music. James Harvey behind the keys.
Hello again, Larry.
HPA.
I'm here as well, yeah.
HPA stands for Hot Producer Andrew.
Yes.
Tell the people what that means.
Well, I work for a little company called Forever Dog Productions, where you're listening to this podcast, and they started this vernacular of hot producer Joe or hot producer Alex, so they abbreviate it to HPA.
Science. Yep. I'm obsessed.
Yep, that's it.
This whole podcast is kind of like Wikipotify. It's half Wikipedia, it's half Spotify. And here we have no one more knowledgeable about music than someone who's listened to episodes of this podcast. This is a star listener of the podcast, someone who I should be interviewing in their own right, but maybe we'll have them back. This is the artistic associate. Wait, what is it?
Associate producer.
This is the associate producer of the Portland Center Stage, Chip Miller.
Hi. I'm so starstruck right now being in the room with all of you.
You listen to What Makes You Sing
almost every Wednesday morning.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you let it simmer in the inbox, and then Wednesday morning,
it's like my walk to work, and then I'll sit in my office and respond to emails and listen and just feel taken care of.
Oh my God, that's so nice. Sweetest thing ever. Okay, so as a listener, what episodes stick out? Do you remember any fun guests you love? And maybe people are listening for the first time, they can go back and check those out.
I love the Henry Kapersky episode. I find it so moving. And like when he's talking about his mom.
Oh my gosh.
And my ex-boyfriend's go-to karaoke song is Fancy, so J. Armstrong Johnson's episode.
Oh, Fancy, don't let me down. Okay, yes, I was not familiar with that song until Jay, and now it's like story song of life.
I've heard it sung at drunk karaoke so many times.
Any more? These are top two.
I was listening to Shakina's episode on my way over here.
Oh yeah, that's a current drop.
It's a very good episode.
Just so warm
and knowledge. You get your history.
You really do. No, your history. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I figure I just invite you on into the madness because you are just like a smart, talented, funny, queer black boy who I love and adore very much. And I know that we have a huge, you know, affinity for certain composers. You might know who we're talking about. But yeah, what would you make me sing?
The name of the show now is What Would You Make Me Sing?
I love that show. I would watch that. I would listen to that show. I mean, something easy like Lacusa.
Oh, I've not done any Michael John. I did one. I did a couple.
Oh, we did. Well, like, we did one with Natalie. We did.
How dare I not mention Natalie's episode?
She would
kill me.
Oversight. Wait, what Michael John song?
Hmm.
I'm so excited, actually.
Ooh, maybe Marie Christine.
No, I could do Tom.
What's your Tom?
What's Tom?
It's from See What I Wanted. No,
Hello Again.
From Hello Again. Oh,
okay. How dare you? Well,
here, you take it away. Tell people about Hello Again.
Hello Again
while
is
we find the music for Tom.
Yeah,
based on a French play called La Ronde. And it's Michael John Lacusa's retelling of it. It's a bunch of duets about different couples throughout time and space.
James?
Oh, am I supposed to respond?
No, I was waiting. Do you have the sheets?
I have the score, but the name of the song is Tom.
It's Tom. It's like a date first. It's
It's just labeled by scene.
I think it's section 4.
Oh, okay.
1956? Or six.
Scene 4. We have scene 4.
I think it's scene 6, 1956. Hello Ooh. Again / The Grace of Adventure / Tom.
Larry's correct.
I'm going by this like YouTube.
Yeah, encyclopedic knowledge.
Riveting content.
It's what I listen for.
You listen for the
scene
for the banter.
Scene 6.
For the finding of the music.
The finding of the music.
It starts 1 year ago, the 12th of May. This is what happens when you do a deep cut like Michael John, Michael John Lacusa.
Well, I usually
what's your relationship with this show?
With Hello Again, I started listening to it in high school. Mainly because of Tom. I think there was some like
The Audra.
Yeah.
Way Back to Paradise.
Oh yes.
Way Back to Paradise. That album is no skips, actually.
No skips. No, I mean most Audra albums are no skips.
True. Oh no, we can't find Tom. How about we do?
Do you want to go through, like, if you know the order of events in the show?
Not that encyclopedia.
Let's pivot.
See what I want to see.
Okay.
You should sing Louie.
Oh my gosh, why that song?
It's the reason we met. That show.
Wait, really?
Wasn't it? We met during See What I Want to See when we were doing it when I did it at NYU.
Did I see that production? We definitely talked about it, but I don't think I actually saw that.
We were internet friends for so much longer than
that is the truth of it. I was like, it was the era of like when Facebook was so important. Now Facebook is such trash, but you know that we used to be absolutely ruled by it. And like for like my particular like class like warfare, like I was really just like, Facebook is the only like social media that's worth being on. And I would stalk you. I would stalk your pictures. I would be like, who is this perfect person with this perfect life? And they would never want to be friends with me. But I'm glad that I've like added this friend.
It was a miserable person being miserable in New York. Hearing all about the famous Larry Owens that I had to know.
Fucking terrible. And then, you know, then we just, when did we like break down the wall?
I think
the wall of perception.
The wall of, when we became Facebook friends.
Okay.
I think we started like.
Oh, I would stalk you through friends. Oh my God.
And then we started messaging. And I think it was like years, like maybe 5 years after we started being Facebook friends, maybe more.
This is just like a friendship cast.
I mean, I'm all about it.
Wait, do you know this? I don't know this part. All I know is Louie, my savior.
I'm not singing.
Sing!
What do you want me to say?
I killed him.
My husband. Look at me.
Do you not know this part?
No. What's the next song?
The next song?
Yeah.
What song's from See What I Want to See, do you know?
We've never done See What I Want
to
See.
Let's just do the title song.
Yeah, let's see the title
song. Oh, yeah.
Let's just have fun with it. Okay, 7 minutes in, here we have a song.
We're going to have a song in just a moment.
No, this is a special mini episode.
Yeah, this is all gravy. No one can complain because, you know.
This is a special mini episode that will definitely be like plugged out there as a real episode when I'm ready. Okay, yeah, no, you vamp it. Yeah, okay.
Friday night down at Houston's in a spot called Bamboo Jacks. Everyone was doing the mambo and drinking golden Cadillacs. Sally was there with her daddy, but daddy was in a funk.
Cause Sally met her with and took a shine to a hunk from the east of Podunk. And daddy cried, hey, what you doing, what you doing? What's he got? I don't got. All I see is American cheese. He'll melt when you get hot. And Sally said, I see what I want to see. I know what I wanna know. I don't need you to tell me what's true. If you don't like it, daddy, you can blow, 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 blow. It's Saturday night at the same place. They roll up the bamboo rug. Everyone was doing the limo except Sally and her podunk club. Cause he was just trying some chicken, shaking her top, top, top. That's how we saw that in guacamole. She exploded like the hydrogen bomb and she cried, hey, what you doing, what you doing? Well, she got that I lack. That chicken is thin and meaner than sin and uglier than bamboo jet. And she said, I see what I want to see. I know what I want to know. I don't need you to tell me what's true. If you don't like it, baby, you can blow, 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 blow.
Amazing.
Was that worth the 7 minutes? Wait, let's stay here. Let's stay here. What song do I love in here? What's
I like the Mary Testa one where
I've done Miracle.
The greatest practical joke.
We've done Miracle.
You've done Miracle.
We've done. Oh, okay. I like the finale.
Ooh.
Rising from the East. But just like that's so,
it's so somber.
So, but you know me.
I mean, I'm finding it. Just give me 7 minutes.
It should be the final thing.
I know it's here.
Let's see what I want to see. The lyrics were for that were all wrong. Do you remember when Adina did that right after doing Wicked?
It was life changing.
Deity level. The sky goes gray, then turns into blackness, erasing day. A wind begins and builds to the howl of a million sins. A lightning flash, then more, and the clouds ride with every slash. A mist appears and hangs in the air like a spider's tears. A violent shake and a turning twister consumes the lake. The rain pours hard as the cyclone grows and the leaves are ripped off the cracking branches. Screams and shouts and the flight of massive glory, glory, glory. Pretty.
I mean, I could watch you sing forever.
Pretty. Oh, thank you. We got to get this to a video cast
someday.
So, as a listener, you enjoy the transitions and the finding of music. Is that true?
I mean, it's just joy because you have a rhythm that you've, and it's been fun to watch the rhythm develop. The episodes when you were gone were wonderful but different.
Yes.
And I mean, and now we don't get to hear about your search for a home anymore. So
why? Wait, Larry, did you find a home?
No, I'm.
Oh, are you still searching?
No, I've been in Greenpoint. I've been there. I'll be there for like another couple of days, and then I'll be back. I'm kind of looking now, actually.
Sublet queen.
I know it's not fun. It's not fun. I have to downsize. There's so much to do. Okay,
then,
I feel like
sorry to interrupt. And then when you're listening and. It's just totally wrong. That's still fun too. You like it.
Oh, it's even more fun because it's just like, isn't the fun of this podcast that it's all made up as you go?
I think so.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Andrew doesn't think so.
Unless it's annoying. Unless it should be like, let's just have everyone bring in one song polished. We talk for 20 minutes, sing one thing and leave. It could be half an hour.
That's tedious.
I know.
It makes me think like, why does anyone ever practice anything or learn a song? It's worse. It's worse if you're prepared.
I mean, I just sat through a day of auditions, so.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So it's so what do you feel about it's worse when you're prepared? Just like it's all sucked out.
No, it's that like you prepare to the point that you can do it without thinking. Where
I've never done that.
True.
I've never not thought like while singing. You know, I'm like, stop thoughts.
But watching you sing, you think that all you're doing is singing. You're just like living in the world. It's so focused and clear.
Oh wow! But it is an absolute tornado inside. Okay, we have time for one final song for this mini episode of super obscure music, but super warm listener response. Yeah. Artistic listener response.
Well, it should be Sondheim, right?
Just hearing.
Okay, it should be Sondheim. Someone asked for a moment in the woods. We haven't done it.
Ooh.
You want to do it? It's going to be hard because you know it's the range, but.
You have the range.
No, I don't. The transposition key. We'll keep talking about it
until it comes up.
Yeah, Patreon.
Patreon. What was that?
Begin the Big Ween. Why am I obsessed with that? Do you know what Begin the Big Ween is?
I do not.
It's like a song.
It's a Cole Porter song. Right?
It's a Cole Porter song. What? Like, why am was I? Why am me? I thinking about it a lot?
Was that him? Did a prince?
Okay. I love just James like vehemently supporting like some nonsense I just said.
I'm all in.
What was that? Was that me? Was that him? Did a prince really kiss me and kiss me and kiss me? And did I kiss him back? Was it wrong? Am I mad? Is that all? Does he miss me? Was he suddenly getting bored with me? Wake up, stop dreaming, stop prancing about the woods. It's not me seeming, what is it about the woods? To life, back to sense, back to child, back to husband. No one lives in the woods. There are vows, there are ties, there are means, there are standards, there are shouldn'ts and shoulds. Why not both instead? There's the answer if you're clever. Have a child for warmth and a baker for bread and a prince forever. Never, it's these woods. Face the fact, find the boy, join the group, stop the giant, just get out of the woods. Was that him? Yes, it was. Was that me? No, it wasn't, just a trick of the woods. Just a moment, one peculiar passing moment. Must it all be either less or more, either plain or grand? Is it always or is it never? And that's what woods are for those moments in the woods. Oh, if life were made of moments, even now and then a bad one. But if life were only moments, then you never know you had one. There's a witch, then a child, then a prince, then a moment who can live in the woods. And to get what you wish, only just for a moment, these are dangerous words. Let the moment go, don't forget it for a moment, no. Just remembering you had it, and when you're back to or, makes the or mean more than it did before. And now I understand, and it's time to leave the woods.
And then we know what happens to her.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's sing him out. Let's sing him out.
Yeah, of course.
Let's sing him out. We sat down with Chip Miller. Such tales did he bring. We hope you didn't forward fast. Subscribe, don't miss a thing. From Larry,
James,
Andrew,
Chip. This is One Night You Say. I don't have it. Good night. Ha.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.